This module is called Packing, Shipping, and Mailing Smarts. So whenever you sell something and it requires shipping it out to the buyer, so for example, maybe if you sell something on eBay or Amazon where it's not local and they can't pick it up in person, you're going to have to ship it out to them. Now, when you're shipping things, always keep in mind, find the balance between the cheapest and the safest, because you want it delivered fast and in good condition, because it all costs money. So three questions to ask yourself. First one, what are you trying to ship exactly? Is it something big? Is it small? Is it like a small watch? Is it a guitar that might require, you know, something more protective and much bigger? So basically, whatever you're trying to ship, you want to make sure that the box you use or the mailer you use is just a little bit bigger than the item. For example, if you're shipping out a pair of shoes, the box that you ship it out in, obviously, well, I guess it's pretty straightforward with shoes just because we do have actual, you know, shoe box sizes and specific boxes for them. But if it's something, you know, random, I'm just trying to look around right now and think, like a flashlight or like a chess set or, let's see, what else? Or even some kind of like an instrument, for example. Like I have an oboe here that I bought a couple weeks ago that I haven't gotten around to flipping. But in instances like that, whatever the item is, make sure you get the box you're shipping it in is a little bigger than the actual item. The second question you want to ask is, what does the packaging cost? Can you reuse or get creative? So for example, a lot of times for many items, for me, I don't have to go out and buy a box because I usually have something just sitting around the house that I could use that will fit the item. So for example, I might have like, you know, like up in my attic, I've got a ton of different boxes of different sizes that I can always go to and use for most items that I'm selling. So that way I don't have to go out and buy a box or pay for one. But there are other times where I don't have the right packaging or box for the item. So I do have to go out and seek it out or go to the post office or like a FedEx and actually pay for the, you know, the packaging or the box or the shipping. And one example is I used to have a floor globe. So it was like a floor globe. So basically it was a four-legged, stand with a globe on the top of it. So for something that is so oddly shaped like that, that requires like a long, tall box, I didn't have a box for that. So surprisingly, I went to FedEx and they had to actually build me a custom box to ship that globe, and it was pretty expensive. So keep that in mind. If it's something that's weirdly shaped or something that might require a custom, you know, man-made type box or packaging, if you're not doing it yourself and you're having like FedEx or the US Postal Service do it, you might have to pay for it. Well, I know FedEx for sure. When you go to FedEx, if they're building you a man-made box, it can get pretty pricey. So keep that in mind. The third question you want to ask is, will the item arrive in the same condition that it left? And if the answer is no, then start again. So for example, there's been a few instances where I would package something and it's pretty much ready to go, but then I would stop and actually think about it. And I'm like, okay, no, the way this is packaged is not safe, or it's too risky. It's basically, there's a high chance that something can happen to the item on the way there. So either the packaging is not safe enough or protective enough or even big enough, or for example, it could just mean just simply bubble wrapping your item and then putting it back inside of a box. That way you're protecting the item from any kind of damage or any accidents that might happen along the way. For example, let's say you had I remember I sold an old school CD player, and the CD player, I put it in a pretty, like probably a small sized box. But the point is, when I put the CD player in the box, if I just placed the CD player in the box and sent it, you know, the CD player was loose inside. So it was moving around, it was hitting the box. So if you were to take the box and shake it, you would hear the CD player hit the sides of the box and whatnot. So obviously, I mean, it sounds like common sense, but a lot of times people miss this. So in a case like that, you would want to, well, two things. Number one, bubble wrap the CD player to protect it from damage. And two, probably, you know, put something like crumpled newspaper inside the box, or, you know, paper bags, like ripped up paper bags, to create like a cushion to keep that CD player in one spot. And always keep in mind, when you ship something out, in your mind, imagine that once it goes, they're going to be kicking the box, they're going to be throwing it, they're going to be handling it super rough. Just always keep that in mind, and they're going to basically just beat the heck out of it and, you know, throw it around and whatnot. So if you go into packaging and shipping your items like that, keeping that in mind, you are more likely to basically, you know, make sure it's like super protected and packed well. So another tip is that if you are, you know, flipping things in a specific niche and you're kind of sticking to that one niche, try and see if you can discover which packing and shipping materials work best for that niche and create an inventory of items. It's always a good idea to have a lot of packing material on hand. For example, I ordered 2 giant rolls of bubble wrap that I always have on hand, so I don't have to, you know, pay for it every time I go to the post office or try and buy some each time. I just have it all at home. I have all my, you know, tape and pretty much everything at home, so I don't have to worry about it. And also keep in mind, you can get free wrapping material from like newspaper production companies who give away end rolls. You can, you know, hit up grocery store or liquor stores. A lot of times they have a ton of free clean boxes that you can take that they're gonna, you know, try and recycle or throw away. But keep in mind, you don't have to necessarily pay for your packaging material. And even on Craigslist, if you go on Craigslist, I've seen people giving away free moving boxes. So they could have just moved somewhere else and they're stuck with like a ton of moving boxes that they are not using anymore, so they just want to get rid of it. They post an ad on Craigslist saying, free moving boxes, whoever needs them, come get them. You know, that type of thing. So another point on packing and shipping is it's smart to basically designate a corner of the kitchen or garage or a space in your house for your work area and supplies storage. So basically for me, in the lower level of my house, I have a storage closet, and in that storage closet is where I keep all my bubble wrap boxes and, you know, shipping material. And another thing to keep in mind is it's not a bad idea to buy your supplies in bulk. That way, like I said before, you kind of have it on hand. Also, like if you go grocery shopping and you're getting paper bags, the paper bags work perfect for creating like cushioning or, you know, stuffing a box with them to protect the item. And a lot of buyers also, they don't mind if you're recycling materials in boxes. So for example, let's say you have a random box that you got from a grocery store with some kind of food item advertising on it. It's not a big deal if you use that box to ship the item. You know, as long as it's protected and whatnot, it's totally fine. If you're using like an Amazon box, it's smart to use brown mailing tape just to cover up their, you know, logos. But even then, I've used Amazon boxes before. It's not a big deal and it should be fine. Another tip when it comes to shipping things is that try to get into the habit of rounding up mailing weights so your buyer doesn't have to, you know, so your buyer doesn't have surprise costs on the other end. So for example, if something is going to cost $10 to ship, you know, maybe set your shipping at $15 or $12 or $12.99, something like that. That way you are, you know, making sure that all the shipping costs is, you know, pretty much covered and not, it's not surprising the buyer. Also, keep in mind, the U.S. Postal Service has free priority boxes, mailing boxes that you can use, and supplies. So that means if you go right now to the post office, you can get free boxes, free priority mail boxes. And that means a lot of times you can just pack your items in the box, and then you just pay right then and there, you know, when you go in to actually ship the item. Another option is online postage. I used to use this quite a bit, not as much anymore, but basically you can pay for your postage online, and print out a label and just stick it on your box. That way you don't have to, you know, wait in line at the post office or wherever you're shipping it out. And final point I want to add here is, you know, try and whenever you're selling something on eBay or whenever you have to ship something out, try and always have your materials for shipping ready and on hand. You don't want to panic at the last minute trying to find a box or a package big enough for your product, especially since a lot of sites like eBay gives the buyer a time frame for shipping out items. So you want to make sure your products arrive to your buyers in a timely manner, and you don't want to be late just because you don't have materials or you can't find the right, you know, packaging materials for it.